All right, Daniel, let me tell you about a really exciting new player in our aerospace scene.
Yeah, who are we talking about?
It's HAV Technical Services. They're spinning off some incredible expertise from hybrid air vehicles.
I see, so what exactly do they do?
They're offering specialized engineering services to the wider aerospace industry, building on their work with Aerolinder, the world's largest ultra-low emissions aircraft.
Wow, that is so cool. What kind of services are we talking about?
They provide design, development, testing, and certification support. Pretty much everything you need for complex technical projects.
Right, and how does their experience help them stand out?
They've worked across aerospace and other manufacturing industries, so they bring that cross-industry perspective that's so valuable.
I see, so they can work both independently and with a company's own team.
Exactly, and they can be on-site or remote, which is really flexible for companies that need additional capacity.
That's smart. What about their certification credentials?
They have CAA-approved engineering team, which adds that extra layer of credibility.
That's definitely reassuring for potential clients.
Absolutely. They're basically offering that tailored support across the full engineering lifecycle.
So whether you need help with aircraft systems design or product testing, they're there to help.
Right, and their experience with Aerolinder gives them that unique perspective on large-scale projects.
That makes sense. It's not every day you get to work on the world's largest aircraft.
That's for sure. And I think their approach to combining experience with innovation is really what sets them apart.
Yeah, that's a really compelling value proposition. I can see why they'd be attracting attention.
Definitely. For our members looking to expand capabilities or access specialist expertise, this could be a real game changer.
I agree. It's another example of how our region is leading the way in aerospace innovation.
Exactly. And I think it's worth keeping an eye on how they develop in the coming months.
Agreed. Thanks for bringing this to our listeners' attention, Emma.
My pleasure, Daniel. That's all for today's update.